from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hollywood, they were able to get the joint back into place without surgery, which is a positive. And then we'll just see on the recovery. He's back in Kansas City now. He stayed over in Jacksonville till they got that thing situated. Clyde was sick today. Hayek, still, you know about his shoulder. Nothing's changed there. Chris Jones, shoulder. Both those guys are making progress. McCade had a tear in the MCL. It wasn't the ACL, so... that's a positive. No surgery required. We'll just see how he does here in the next few days, how that thing works out. It might be longer than that, but we'll see. Wanye had a bone bruise on his knee. Those are pretty painful things, but he's working through that. Other than that, everybody worked today in some form or another, and we'll just see how they did. Whether it was the Boltons, the Reeds, you know, we'll just see how they made out through this. But as far as the game goes, there were some good things. There's plenty that we can work on. The ones were fairly productive there for the short time that they had. We were on top of the kickoff. In the rule, it's a little different than last year. So. The ball normally goes in the end zone. You know, it's a dead ball, and that's not how it is this year. Goes in, comes back out. You can't scoop it back in, obviously. Again, they're still looking at all of this, so we'll see. We'll see where it goes from here. I think it was good for the officials to see it. I think it was good for us to see it. We understood the part of it where if it goes in, you know, it's still alive. But again, that is similar to the sideline where you can be outside and reach back in. That part got clarified. It's not like that. So that's a live ball. So that's where we're at. Other than that, it's open to you guys here. Yeah, you have to. Yeah, 34 should have taken it and gone. And then McColl was trying to make it right, but. But what McColl should have done was picked it up and gone. But listen, that's not his. That's our responsibility for making sure that's clarified.
Me and see Brian Cook out there. Did he walk out later? What's his status?
Yes, he was not there. Personal matters. Baby on the way.
Right. So, yeah. Andrew, you were back in Washington. We're just seeing Kingsley.
Yeah. No. Listen. I thought he did a nice job in there. He. His feet, his sets were good. He was aggressive. I thought for the short time that he was in, he did a nice job. It was a good start for him. So we'll, you know, he's got to obviously build on it the more time he gets and so on. But I thought it was a, you know, it was a very productive start.
You guys have a deep wide receiver room. Are you sensing some urgency from Kadarius Toney, just knowing that it's very competitive at the back end there?
Say the
wide receiver from Kadarius Toney, just, you know, knowing that it's competitive back end.
Yeah, I mean, he was out here today working, and it's just, consistency. It's just a matter that, and with the competition, and that, I tell all of them that. So there's a ton of competition, and you got to be on your game with that. So,
what does that do to your passing game without Hollywood, as long as he's not around?
Yeah, so the positive there, Adam, is that he's going to be back, and but without him in there, his experience and that in the league, and but we've also got other guys that can step in and play. We'll be okay there. It's just we're pulling for him to, you know, get back, obviously.
Is it reasonable to think he could play against Baltimore?
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how that goes.
Coach, did you miss not having a fullback last year? When you look at number 42, when you look at Steele, does he look like a guy who could be a fullback and a running back?
Yeah, well, you saw what he was as a running back. And then he's learning the fullback spot as needed. We used Noah there last year, who can still do that. But, he's got to be a good special teams player. You know, if he's going to make the team, he's got to be a good special teams player, and he's got to be able to carry the football and stay aggressive like he's doing right now. But he had a productive day.
Did you miss having a fullback last year? Did it hamper you in the red zone some, you think?
No, I don't think so. We adapted, and I thought Noah gave us some good snaps in there.
Nate? Andy, it was his first football game ever, but just when you rewatch the tape, just what jumped out to you about Lewis Re-Salmon and where the improvement can go from game one to game two?
Yeah, no, it was exciting for him to have a chance to get in there and play. It's faster than what he's seen in practice. So I think from an experience standpoint, it was great for him. I think that was a positive, and then just build on it. So,
okay, thanks, Coach.
All right, good. Thanks.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.